I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering. It's a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, please click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Now let's join together in song with hymn number 200 from the Christian Science Hymnal. And just a reminder, the links to the words of this hymn are on our website on the Follow the Meeting webpage.
O daughter of Zion, awake from thy sadness. Awake, for thy foe shall oppress thee no more. And bright o'er thy hills dawns the day star of gladness. Arise, for the night of thy sorrow is o'er.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Well, we've just sung hymn number 200, and the remaining hymns are 337 and 208. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. We'll begin with the Bible from Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the second river is Gihon. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called Woe Man, because she was taken out of man. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thine husband, and he shall rule over thee. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. Micah, Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. And there shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast off a strong nation. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Judges, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at the time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, Up, for this is the day which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host, with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. From St. John. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? From St. Luke. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto them of their substance. And finally from Revelation, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Proverbs. Give her of the fruit of her own hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. It follows that man is a generic term. Masculine, feminine, and neuter genders are human concepts. Man and woman as coexistent and eternal with God forever reflect in glorified quality the infinite Father, Mother, God. The reader will naturally ask if there's nothing more about creation in the book of Genesis. Indeed, there is, but the continued account is mortal and material. Genesis 2:21-22. And the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God, Jehovah, had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Here, falsity, error, credits truth, God, with inducing a sleep or hypnotic state in Adam in order to perform a surgical operation on him and thereby create woman. Beginning his creation with darkness instead of light, materially rather than spiritually, error now simulates the work of truth, mocking love and declaring what great things error has done. Later in human history, when the forbidden fruit was bringing forth fruit of its own kind, there came a suggestion of change in the modus operandi, that man should be born of woman, not woman again taken from man. Genesis 3:9. And the Lord God Jehovah called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Adam, alias mortal error, charges God and woman with his own dereliction, saying, The woman whom thou gavest me is responsible. According to this belief, the rib taken from Adam's side is grown into an evil mind named woman who aids man to make sinners more rapidly than he can alone. Materiality, so obnoxious to God, is already found in the rapid deterioration of the bone and flesh which came from Adam to form Eve. The belief in material life and intelligence is growing worse at every step, but error has its suppositional day and multiplies until the end thereof. Truth, cross-questioning man as to his knowledge of error, finds woman the first to confess her fault. She says, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat, as much to say in meek penitence, Neither man nor God shall father my fault. She has already learnt that corporeal sense is the serpent. Hence she is first to abandon the belief in the material origin of man and to discern spiritual creation. This hereafter enabled woman to be the mother of Jesus and to behold at the sepulchre the risen Savior, who is soon to manifest the deathless man of God's creating. This enabled woman to be the first to interpret the scriptures in their true sense, which reveals the spiritual origin of man. Definition of Gihon, river. The rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. The Jewish women wore veils over their faces in token of reverence and submission, and in accordance with Pharisaical notions. Civil law establishes very unfair differences between the rights of the two sexes. Christian Science furnishes no precedent for such injustice, and civilization mitigates it in some measure. Still, it is a marvel why usage should accord woman less rights than does either Christian Science or civilization. If a dissolute husband deserts his wife, certainly the wronged and perchance impoverished woman should be allowed to collect her own wages, enter into business agreements, hold real estate, deposit funds, and own her children free from interference. When the mist of mortal mind evaporates, the curse will be removed, which says to the woman, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Revelation 12:1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The woman in the Apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea. The spiritual idea is clad with the radiance of spiritual truth, and matter is put under her feet. Revelation 12:15-16. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. There will be greater mental opposition to the spiritual, scientific meaning of the scriptures than there has ever been since the Christian era began. The serpent, material sense, will bite the heel of the woman, will struggle to destroy the spiritual idea of love. And the woman, this idea, will bruise the head of lust. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood.